This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Carpe Diem with your host, Lisa McDonald.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars.
Good morning, everybody. Lisa McDonald here from Dundas, Ontario, Canada. A little bit more of a somber show here today. It's been a difficult time in my community. There's been some back-to-back unfortunate things that have happened to people, and I'm not going to mention names of other people, but the focus of my show today, I am dedicating it to my friend, our friend Leanne Hall, who I went to school with and who I've maintained ongoing contact with, somebody who I love very dearly, is loved by very many people, and her family is going through an excruciatingly very difficult time, and it's with Leanne's consent and blessing that I've decided to dedicate my show to her today. It just felt like the right thing to do. I felt compelled to do it, and I think anybody who can bravely and courageously say, you know, I'm in a place of darkness and I need help and I need support, particularly where children are concerned, where in this specific case there are two belonging to her and others belonging to her partner, who unfortunately tragically passed away just this past Tuesday of this week. So it's been a very surreal time, and I'm not here to share the intimate details of Leanne's story surrounding the death of her partner, the love of her life. That's her story to tell. I'm just more or less here to lend support, and I'm very fortunate that I have the vehicle of radio and my passion of writing to kind of merge this all together for Leanne. So what I've done is I've composed a letter. It's one of my Dear Universe letters. And for those who follow me on Facebook through social media, I have drafted Dear Universe letters at different times when there's been profound things happening in the world, either at the community level or the global level. But regardless, as I've said before, and again not long ago posted on my Facebook page, which I truly, truly believe, is that when one person hurts, we all hurt, regardless of whether you know the person or not. And particularly when you're an empath, and many of us here are, you feel things at the core level. And when people are struggling and people are suffering, you know, you can't help but feel helpless and disempowered. And, you know, there really are no words for tragedies, things you can't even put into words, things that you may not even be able to personally grasp. But regardless, you know, people are going through their own personal hell, and they don't know where they're going with any of this. And it truly is minute by minute for them. So with Leanne's blessing and her consent, I'm going to read aloud a letter that I've composed. Again, Dear Universe, I'm leaving the lines open for callers because, of course, what I'm talking about here, it's impacted all of us. Not just this family specifically, but when you're talking about unexpected tragic loss, or even if it's anticipated, loss is loss. And we all feel it. We all reel from it, whether it be things that we unfortunately hear about at the global level within the news, you know, where there's major catastrophic damage. You know, it doesn't really matter. Loss is loss. And like I say, when one person hurts, we all hurt. So I'm going to read my letter. dedicated to Leanne and her son Hunter and her daughter Brooke and other people who are part of this family. And so I appreciate you listening to me. I apologize for the ruffling of the pages that you'll hear in the background. Radio picks up everything, unfortunately. So, dear universe, I'll try not to get too emotional here. Dear universe, hello again, it's me, Lisa. As you know, I often check in with you once in a while, usually when I feel as though I'm trudging through the mud with a 100-pound backpack strapped to my shoulders, trying with all my might to muster the strength to simply navigate one foot in front of the other and to remain steadfast in my journey, the journey you have graciously gifted me. My heart is heavy, dear universe, for I am finding it rather challenging, even for me, to keep pace with some of the darkness which has injected itself into the souls and hearts of what seems to be an ever-increasing mountain of people I love and care about. You know, it is difficult for me personally to be a bystander in any situation, not the role I'm intended to play in any of life's events. The fields are feeling endless, the nets too small and out of view. Just people running, incessantly running the course. No halftime, no breaks, and no one blowing the whistle calling the game. Humanity perpetually running without a coach, no referee, no clock, no rules, no manual, and no nourishment or reprieve to refuel, to refocus, no option to sit it out, wait it out, no one to sub. Dear universe, they are weary, dizzy, numb, nowhere to go, nowhere to escape, nowhere to lie down without anticipated risk of being pummeled once again. Dear universe, I get that there are true lessons to be learnt, and believe me, I understand that oftentimes the life lessons need to exist in order to appreciate, understand, and respect that without the contrast of darkness and brightness, of joy and sadness, of life and death, that many of us would continue to remain ungrateful or less grateful, naive or ignorant, or may possibly run the risk of devaluing the sacredness and the gifts of life and life's purpose and love and the fragility which underscores all of this. Truly, I understand these concepts and the underlying deeper meaning and messages, for I alone have had more than my fair share, and yes, it has undeniably made me a far greater human being. It has transformed me into becoming a better version of my previous self. Awaken the empath in me has made me more sensitive and giving and nurturing a human being, and I promise you, dear universe, that no matter what else may lie ahead for me specifically, I will continue to pledge to you, dear universe, my unwavering commitment to always remain as such. However, you know me well enough to know it genuinely to be irrefutable self-truth on my part, as I have proven that time and time again to you. What I am not understanding and what I continue to struggle with, dear universe, is why the children. Why also the people who are already overextended in their capacity to further endure? The people who haven't been afforded the opportunity to catch their breath from the last onslaught of travesty? The people who you know who have already reached their threshold for life lessons, who aren't even glimpsing a glimmer of that bright light so often talked about to sustain their already depleted hearts and souls and spirits? Why these people, dear universe? Or the people who had all this put upon them too early in life, beyond what could be deemed perceivably fair on any level, who no matter how hard they spiritually rallied to rise, to learn the life lessons, who valiantly tried to champion the atrocities inflicted upon them, they just couldn't hold on to the bright light. Perhaps they felt conditioned to believe everyone in their path as a potential threat or yet another person who would perceivably hurt them, deceive them, abandon them, violate them, and so as a result of being denied their innocence, their naivety, their beautiful born spirit, they became both the wounder and the wounded, and thus the ripple effect, the onset of the intergenerational abuses, like an infectious disease running amok with no built-in defenses to ward it off. Why, dear universe, have we become a society consistently in need of healing, remedying, repairing? Why must life revolve around such concepts as damage control, contingency planning, fear-mongering, greed, and consumption? Why must spiritual cannibalism exist? Dear Universe, please know I am more than grateful for the gifts bestowed upon me, as are most people I know. Is it possible to form a universal committee, one where we revisit the actual calendar? Maybe we engage in a discussion of creating new dates of importance to be truly celebrated and inclusive of everyone. Dear Universe, maybe we have a day that everyone can eagerly anticipate and enjoy, and such as a no one dies today day. Or maybe all the hospitals will remain vacant and not needed day. Or maybe we have at least one guaranteed day on the calendar whereby no one hurts another person. A day where at the core level, every person on the planet experiences only sheer joy, only love, only positive exchanges and interactions amongst one another. No stress, no hunger, no fear, nothing at all negative or sad or hurtful. Dear Universe, if this is not a possible request, if this cannot be entertained within this lifetime, might I suggest a different type of contingency planning? What I would kindly ask, dear Universe, is that rather than equip some people with the knowledge and the capabilities to build bigger things, whether it be big box stores or bigger weapons or bigger deficits, could we not just perhaps equip everyone with bigger and sturdier shoulders, bigger and deeper hearts, bigger reserves of internal strength and fortitude to carry on, bigger infrastructures of support and resources so as to effectively heal and be absolved of the gravity and weight of all too much to bear? Can we please kindly have a day marked on the calendar where all cemeteries and funeral homes remain unattended? Dear Universe, is it at all possible to, at the very least, erase the traumatizing memories from the minds, hearts, and souls of all the world's children, so that their future selves aren't forever mired with pockmarks of pain? Dear Universe, as you know, I do not often ask for much, and usually when I do, it's not for me, it's for the children, all our children. Dear Universe, as you know, we are born overflowing with joy and radiance. We are truly loving beings at the essence of our core, full of good intentions, wanting only to be the love, share the love, to feel the love, to be the love. The world has the potential to be massively bright and eternally good if we protect the children, preserve the children, embrace the children by sparing the children. Dear Universe, please, I ask you only for this and nothing more. I promise and pledge to you to always reimburse the Universe. Thank you. So that is my letter. For anybody who would like to call in, the number in which to do so is 877-230-3062. And it was very difficult writing that, even more difficult reading it. And I know that my friend Leanne is listening right now, and perhaps her children, I'm not too sure. But I just can't emphasize enough that when tragedy bestows us, when we're impacted and we're blindsided, it is so important that we reach out to people. And oftentimes we don't always know what's going on behind closed doors, you know, unless it's something as major as this, in which it commands, you know, attention. It commands people to, you know, get in tune with what's happening in other people's lives and to be of service in any which way we can, whether it's just offering simple condolences, whether it's just the reminder that these people are in our thoughts, they're in our hearts, that we're here, we're on standby, we'll be available whenever they seek us out. But yeah, it's for me, I'm always affected and impassioned by anything related to children. And there's some very hurt children in this situation. Again, the details are not mine to share. It's not my story to tell. But lives have been forever changed. And people are reeling right now. And people are feeling loss in a way that they can't even begin to comprehend or put into words. You know, and the truth be known, this could be any one of us. I mean, prior to last Tuesday, this could never have been anticipated. This was such a shock. And, you know, it's a layered situation, as many tragedies unfortunately are. Really no way of making sense of a lot of what's happened and transpired, unfortunately. And this family has a long road ahead of them with healing. And, they really need us right now. So whether you know Leanne and her children or not, I'm asking you to include this family in your prayers. I'm asking you to, as far as seeing a positive within the negative situation, you know, for those of us who occasionally from time to time, whether we're consciously aware of it or not, but we take life for granted. We take our relationships for granted. We take the last moments of saying goodbye or kissing somebody, or having spent, you know, a lovely time together and that being a wonderful memory, for us to take forward in our lives, whatever it may be. You know, we're constantly reminded of how fragile we all are, and, life, you know, nothing is guaranteed, you know, and there's just unfortunately so many cliches that surround this subject, as with most subjects. But you just don't know what is going to happen in your life that totally changes your reality from one day to the next. And, you know, what we think or we deem to be moments of frustration, things are not necessarily going our way. We feel like we're in the midst of our own struggles, whether it be financial, whether it be with parenting, whether it be with extended family members, our job, colleagues, whatever the case may be, whatever it is that we get rattled by or whatever consumes our energies. You know, it only takes not even necessarily something on this scale having happened to us personally, but even when you have to, you stop in your tracks when you even hear of something catastrophic that's happened to somebody. Again, whether you know them or not, you know, sometimes we have to hold on to the lesson within that. You know, not unlike what happened, again, you know, on a bigger scale event that we can all relate to, you know, the tragedy of 9/11. You know, what's happened in Nepal. You know, you see beauty come out of darkness, how people rally, how people support, but then, you know, it goes away. It gets replaced by the next tragedy. It gets replaced by the next day-to-day stressors. And we forget to hold on to the lesson of that. We forget to take pause and reflect on how blessed we truly are. And we all have blessings, you know, no matter what's happened to each of us in our individual lives, whether we're able-bodied, you know, whether we felt pain, conflict, struggle, different losses on different scales, you know, we're still blessed in many different ways if we search for it, if we remain mindful of it. And so, you know, I'm really rattled by this, and I feel really sad, and I feel very helpless, and I don't even begin to know what lies ahead for this family, how they begin to heal, how they put their lives back together in a way that offers any form of normalcy for them. And, of course, you're talking about multiple people, so one healing's process could completely differ from another, and yet you're still a family unit. And, you know, as a parent, we all know that if our children are not in a good place, never mind what we're going through and grappling with at the adult level for our own loss, our own specific dynamic within the relationship that's no longer with us in the tangible sense, you know, we have the constant reminder and responsibility as parents to pay attention to what's first and foremost going on in the hearts and spirits of our children. And, you know, there's nothing that equips us for this. You know, it doesn't matter if other people who can perhaps share similar circumstances, you know, everybody's experience is different. And sometimes people find comfort in that, to know other people shared stories. Some people, it's just, you know, I don't want to hear that. This, you know, this is different. This is my story. This is my journey. It's really difficult to know how to approach, how to help, you know, what's appropriate to sometimes say and offer and what's not. And that's why, you know, at the very least, what I know Leanne would be receptive to and would be more than grateful for is if we could all just hold her and her children and her partner, Daryl, who passed away on Tuesday, his children and the memory of him. And he apparently was a phenomenal father. That's what he's well known for and recognized for. Anybody who knew him apparently knew how much children in general meant to him, and was very pivotal in Leanne's life with her children. And I know that there was aspirations to truly merge and become a solid family unit in the recognizable sense, although they shared that in their heart of hearts. I mean, they had so many dreams that lied ahead of them, so many things that they had already participated in together as a family. He truly was like a father figure, and truly was the love of Leanne's life. And, you know, for somebody who's already gone through divorce, for somebody who's already had to heal those wounds, particularly once again where children are involved, you know, you get to be this stage in life and you kind of glimpse what your future may or may not look like. And, you know, you wonder, you know, will there be somebody who will want to be with me because I have children from another marriage, or whatever the case may be. I mean, it's a very layered situation once again when you get to be this stage in life. So for Leanne to have deservingly found what she found in her partner Daryl, and for him to have been exactly what he was to her beautiful children, and for this now all to tragically have just evaporated in the way that they knew it from their lives, there's no words for that. And I think I'm going to go into a break right now, but again, I'm going to leave the line open for callers if anybody wishes to call in. If anybody, again, whether you know Leanne and her children or not, if you wish to share something, if you wish to verbalize something, I know that that would be most appreciated. Again, I believe Leanne is listening to this, and if not, she will be tuning into the podcast when it's uploaded later today. The number here is 877-230-3062. We're just going to go into a break. Thank you.
When I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair with my lipstick on, in a glass of purple drop. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, because you made your perfect babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
Now is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guests. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
We all have amazing talents and knowledge that should be shared with the world. Become a host on Contact Talk Radio and help spread your insight and wisdom. Help others grow as you grow your business, and reach a level of connection far greater than you could reach on your own. Take the first step and learn more by visiting contacttalkradio.com or contact Cameron at 425-221-3646. Continue to spread the word about the importance of conscious living. Did you know that you can rate our shows on iTunes? Yep, you can share your thoughts about the topics, the hosts, and the special guests. You can also leave a suggestion. Then, when you're done, rate the show. The hosts love your feedback, and others appreciate it. So next time you download a show, take a second to leave your thoughts and rate it. If you want to stay on top of everything that's happening at Contact Talk Radio, there's no simpler way than following us on Twitter. You'll know what shows are currently playing, who the special guests are, what topics are being discussed, the information is always fresh. You can follow us on Twitter by going to twitter.com/CTR Network. It's easy. Again, that's twitter.com/CTR Network. Better living is just a tweet away.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for returning to my show, Carpe Diem. I'm your host, Lisa McDonald, and some of you may be joining in for the show for the first time, but I'm here today talking about something that's affected my community, specifically with somebody that we love who is near and dear to our heart, who has, as of this week, has had her life upside down in her children. Her name is Leanne Hall. And my show has been dedicated to her and her family. And so what I'd like to just kind of where I'd like to go with this is, you know, because I really do try to, even in the darkest of times, when there's loss at a level that, you know, some of us just really can't fathom, really can't comprehend. I mean, loss is loss. And like I've said, when one person hurts, we all hurt. And we generally feel helpless in these situations because, again, outside of offering our condolences or making ourselves available or checking in and monitoring in on the family throughout their healing process, because that's when they're going to need us the most. You know, everybody's always there in the very beginning when news strikes and shock strikes. And, you know, and that's just a very instinctual response. Everybody wants to pitch in. Everybody wants to do their part, say their piece, which is always appreciated. And I know Leanne feels immense gratitude for the love and the support that she and her family have undoubtedly been shown. But as we all know, for those of us who have endured loss on any scale at different stages in our life, what we need to remember is there's a long road ahead for this family. And to the degree that they can or will heal has yet to remains to be seen. We certainly all wish that for them. And Leanne's a very, very strong woman. She's a fighter. And she's a warrior, and she's a phenomenal mother, and there's nothing more important to her than her children. So she will do whatever needs to be done, and she will welcome any kind of help or contribution towards restoring the spirit of her children and getting them beyond this place of darkness that they're all currently in right now. And, It also, again, going back to wherever there's a positive to garner from a negative situation or a sad situation, it truly is putting things into perspective. You know, we take for granted that there's always going to be a tomorrow. We take for granted that we're always going to be afforded another opportunity to rectify or reconcile or make amends or atone or sharing good memories with people, that there's going to be that weekend, or, you know, there's going to be that movie night, or there's going to be that Father's Day or that Mother's Day, or there's whatever. Not true, you know, as this family knows, you know. They just finished celebrating Mother's Day with Leanne's family, and we know that Father's Day is approaching in June. It's going to be another tough milestone. There's going to be lots of that. It's going to be ongoing. It's going to be children's birthdays. It's going to be anniversaries. It's going to be things that were perhaps already marked on the calendar, whether it be vacations, what people would have had planned for Leanne's partner for Father's Day or his birthday or Christmas or Easter or Thanksgiving. It never ends. So, you know, I'm asking people to kindly don't go away just because the, you know, when the person is laid to rest, you know, or your own life kind of gets back on track and you get consumed with your own stressors or other things that consume you or your own priorities, you know, let there be always enough space in your heart and enough energy in your soul to just always be there for people, whether we're talking about Leanne specifically or we're talking about other people who are constantly in daily need of reminders of how wonderful and beautiful humanity truly can be and how I'd like to believe will always supersede anything negative or dark in this world. I have to believe that. I have to be aligned with that aspect of thinking. It's tough at times. I'm feeling very challenged right now by that. But I have to, because I myself am a mother and I know what I want this world to look like for my children. And I know what I want the type of interactions they have with other people to be based upon. I think we have a caller here. Hello, Lisa speaking.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
I just want to say thank you.
Who am I speaking with?
Leanne's daughter.
Oh. Hey, Brooke.
Hi.
I'm thinking of you, sweetie.
Thank you.
You don't need to thank me. I just want you to know that we're all here for you, okay?
Okay.
And I know this is a really tough time for all of you, and I'm so glad that you have exactly who your mommy is, because like I said, and you would know this to be true, your mom is a fighter, and she loves you and your brother more than anyone else in this world, and she will do whatever is necessary to ensure your happiness and your well-being, and she's got a wealth of support surrounding her to help her make that possible.
Yeah.
And, excuse me.
Yeah.
So, is your mom there?
Yeah.
Does she want to talk or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this is Hunter. This is Leanne's son.
Hi, Hunter.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for this.
You don't need to thank me. I'm choking up here. I'm really actually taken by surprise.
Yeah, we just pray for Alana, Julia, Brennan, and Talia. Those are Daryl's kids.
Hi there. Hi, Brendan. Yeah. I'm sorry about your dad, sweetheart.
Oh, this is Hunter.
Hunter. Sorry, I thought this was somebody else.
No. But thanks again so much.
You don't need to thank me, sweetie. This is the least I can do. You know, I love your mom very much, and many of us do. And so we're here for you, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, my mom's just driving right now. She would like to talk to you, but
Well, I feel very honored to be speaking with you right now, and I'm very sorry for your loss, and I'm very sorry for what you've had to experience, and I know it's a tough road ahead for you, but I want you to please believe and remember that throughout all of it, you have many people who are going to continually be there for you, okay?
Yeah.
And I know today and this weekend is going to be a very tough day and weekend for all of you. And some of us are physically going to be there to support you. I unfortunately will not be there, but I'm with you in spirit. And, you know, this was, I just felt compelled to do this today. This was the least I could do. And I know I'm speaking for many people, you know, that we love all of you. And people who are joining us today who don't know any of you and don't know the circumstances surrounding all of this, just because they love people, they love you too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sweetie?
Thanks for thanking
me. Of course, sweetie. You know, and if, you know, we'll be in touch behind the scenes, you know, nothing to do with radio, but just I'll be seeing you soon, and many of us will, when the time is right and when your mom feels it's appropriate to, you know, invite people in to share space with outside of the immediate family and the closest of friends. And just know that we're here. We're not going away, okay? We know it's a tough road ahead. We're not going away. All right, so my love to all of you, and I'll be with you in spirit today and tonight and the rest of the weekend. I know it's going to be a hard time, but you couldn't be in better hands with your family. You know, your Uncle John and other members of the family and, you know, your mom's best friend. I won't mention names just because I don't have her consent or permission to do so, but you know who she is. And, yeah, so just know that you're loved, and we're sending you all our healing energies and positive wishes. And you're going to get through this, Hunter, okay? You and Brooke and your mom, you're going to get through this.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to believe that. But also at the same time, give yourself permission to feel whatever you feel, okay? That's the other thing, you know. It's not about expecting quick turnarounds where you have to instantly, you know, jump back into the way your life used to be and feel like you have to please people by pretending to be happy. If you're angry, be angry. If you're sad, be sad. If you need to be alone, be alone. You know, if you need people to surround you and not leave you alone, I mean, don't be afraid to ask for what you need, okay? That's all part of your healing process. You just please feel comfortable asking people for what you need and expressing how you feel. Please don't bottle it up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for your sister as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. We'll be in touch. Love you all.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to go for another break right now.
Me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled her hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of purple dry. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause it made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
We all have amazing talents and knowledge that should be shared with the world. Become a host on Contact Talk Radio and help spread your insight and wisdom. Help others grow as you grow your business and reach a level of connection far greater than you could reach on your own. Take the first step and learn more by visiting ContactTalkRadio.com or contact Cameron at 425-221-3646. Continue to spread the word about the importance of conscious living. Did you know that you can rate our shows on iTunes? Yep, you can share your thoughts about the topics, the hosts, and the special guests. You can also leave a suggestion. Then, when you're done, rate the show. The hosts love your feedback, and others appreciate it. So next time you download a show, take a second to leave your thoughts and rate it. If you want to stay on top of everything that's happening at Contact Talk Radio, there's no simpler way than following us on Twitter. You'll know what shows are currently playing, who the special guests are, what topics are being discussed. The information is always fresh. You can follow us on Twitter by going to twitter.com/CTR Network. It's easy. Again, that's twitter.com/CTR Network. Better living is just a tweet away. Want to become a member of an amazing and fun group of individuals? Then you need to join the Contact Talk Radio Network. When you join Contact Talk Radio, you join our social network where you can chat with the show host and other members, post pictures, even videos. When you join Contact Talk Radio, you receive exclusive information about our shows, events, and all the latest happenings. When you join Contact Talk Radio, you become a member of our team, blazing a trail to greater understanding of the world we live in. Signing up takes less than a minute, and boom, you're in. Don't wait. Come join us. Visit ContactTalkRadio.com now and click sign up.
Hi, everyone. everybody. Thank you very much for joining me on my show, Carpe Diem. Just needed that extra break there to kind of compose myself. I am just so immensely blown away by the bravery of my friend Leanne's children, who both called in, so Hunter and Brooke. And I hope they're still listening, because kudos to you. That complete bravery. And I take my hat off to both of you. I respect that immensely. I mean, certainly would have been understood if neither of you felt comfortable or emotionally in a place where you could have or wanted to do that. But the fact that you did, I'm just, especially with your young ages, I am completely blown away. And I really hope you take heed in the message that I said. You know, we are not going away. People are there for the long haul. People are, people love you unconditionally, particularly your closest of family members and friends. But Dundas, where your mom comes from, where I know your uncle lives, you know, we're a pretty tough bunch and we're pretty tight knit, and we always rise for our community and members of our community when they're facing their darkest hours. We've seen that demonstrated time and time again at various times in our lives with us as the adults, being at different ages and stages and things that we've endured. And so proud to be a part of this community. And I'm so proud to know Leanne Hall and to have just spoken with both her children, Brooke and Hunter, who are true warriors. True warriors. Wow. Caught me off guard. Got all choked up there and had a coughing fit. So sorry about that. So if there's anybody else who would like to call in to express anything to Leanne or either of her children, both her children, you want to talk about something that this show may have resonated for you, any positives that you want to take away from a situation such as this, whether you know the specific family or not, please feel free to do so. The number is 877-230-3062. And again, it won't be long before we wrap up the show here, but I always do like to end off with a positive, particularly when we're going through a period of darkness. So again, I cannot implore people enough, and this is a reminder to myself, I don't say anything that I don't take heed of or stock in myself. And that's to truly, you know, please understand the fragility of life. Please understand how sacred the gifts that we have, the people in our lives, the gift to be able to love, to connect, to bond, to forge relationships, people who may not be here tomorrow. You know, these things are usually always unexpected. Regardless of whether it's anticipated, we don't know the day in which we're going to depart. We don't know the day in which it's going to be our last discussion or our last exchange, being affectionate. You know, the last memory that we shared. So it's really important that we not take people for granted or take life itself for granted, because we are not guaranteed anything. And none of us have a crystal ball in which to make predictions of when would be our last day. And maybe that's part of the lesson too, because if we knew that, you know, maybe it would be a more artificial sense of how we contrived treating people, as opposed to just doing it naturally and genuinely and authentically every day, because that's the way we should be interacting with one another. That is the way we should be respecting other people's lives and the relationships that we're blessed to have with these individuals. So, you know, since all this has happened, you know, I have definitely been focused in on a lot of things and doing a lot of reassessment and reevaluation. And you can't not be that way inclined. You know, it's a ripple effect. Children are everyone's children. You know, other people's children hurt. It's no different than if it were our own. You know, again, when one person hurts, we all hurt. So I really challenge everybody to take stock of their life, as I am doing. Really take heed of the blessings and just respect and appreciate that today is today. This is the here and now. Nothing beyond that is guaranteed. And so if all we have is the here and now, how do we want to live it? How do we want to be remembered? How do we want to know we made other people feel? Do people know how we feel? Do they feel loved? Do they know they're loved? Have we told them? Have we showed them? Have we shared? What have we done to reinforce the positives in other people's lives? What have we done to help? What have we done to inspire? What have we done to contribute, to heal, and be a part of people's journeys? You know, all things that I'm asking myself, all the things that I want to ensure on my part that I hopefully bring to people's lives, you know, people who are receptive to it. And sometimes it's the people who aren't receptive to it are the most in need of it, you know. So I love you, Leanne, and I love all of you, and I'm here for you as we all are. So I'm going to end off with just saying my thoughts and my heart is with you during this very difficult time. And I will continue to be here throughout the months and the years of the healing while you're underway with that. And I hope every day gets a little bit easier for you in whatever way possible. I really hope that for you. I hope that your hearts become a little lighter. And I hope that you can find joy again and find reason to smile. And to know that there are positive things to focus on. It doesn't negate the loss that's going on in your life. This is a person who clearly will never be forgotten, can never be replaced. I just want you to know that I love you and we're all here for you, always. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining me on my show, Carpe Diem. And for anybody who would like to perhaps be on my show, appear as a guest, or if you have any show topic ideas, you can kindly reach me at lisamcdonaldauthor.com. And McDonald is spelled M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. And again, this is Lisa, live from Dundas, Ontario, Canada, wishing everyone a safe day, a day of reflection, a day of love, a day of personal safety, and just grateful to be here. Grateful to be here, and love to everybody. Love and gratitude to everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.